Before we go to transit, why don't we revisit the ones we put on hold? Supervisor Rainey is in the room. We can start with his. And I think that's 1A026.
Next is Amendment 1A026 by Supervisor Rainey.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors, for your courtesy extending me the opportunity to speak to this issue. I'm coming before you to request that $100,000 is budgeted for the Michael S. Walkey Gymnasium. In my brief time here at the County Board, I've enjoyed a midday break going down to the gymnasium and playing some ball with some gentlemen. You can find everyone from judges to sheriffs to cooks, all county employees enjoying this facility. However, the facility is has not received any attention in quite some time, much deferred maintenance and antiquated equipment. I believe this facility could be a major asset to our county employees in the effort to improve the overall health and combat chronic illness amongst our employees. Today I'm joined with Jerry Reeder, and he can also share with you some information about this amendment.
Yes.
Now, could you identify yourself, sir? Are you an employee of the county?
Retired.
Well,
I'm retired. I'm the business agent for the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association. Okay.
We've kind of adopted the policy today of, you know, not having public speakers. You're more than welcome to register your support, but we have a group of people who wanted to testify earlier in the day, and this is our chance to vote and do things, and it is not a public hearing, so to speak. So we've heard from staff, but I would be afraid that if I let you speak as a non-employee, then these other people would want to speak. And I mean, I know that you're here, and I appreciate that you're here, and you're certainly free to register in favor of Supervisor Rainey's amendment. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate this amendment by Supervisor Rainey. It's a good idea. I do motion for approval. I looked at a number of the surveys from employees when they talked about the wellness program and always talked about having access to a workout facility or a fitness facility on the county courthouse campus. Say that three times fast. One of the assets that we do have is the fitness amenities in the safety building. So I appreciate the supervisor for coming forward, and I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Thank you. Supervisor Romo West and Supervisor Schmidt.
I want to say that I really appreciate you putting this forward. But in a zero tax levy budget, or when that is our goal, unfortunately, it's hard to be supportive of things that ask for tax levy. And I just had an amendment prior to the break that failed because I was trying to find a source of funding for it, and it's something that I believe is vitally important. Two things, actually, that I think were vitally important, and because the committee didn't approve the funding mechanism, the items failed, and I'll have to go back to the drawing board because, again, we can't raise the tax levy at this point. And so I just want to say that I can't vote in support of this today, but I am overall supportive of it. And I would just encourage you to try to go back and to find, work with the analyst to try to find some funds to do this so that it's not coming out of tax levy at this point. Because I would love to support it. And I would, had it been bondable, I don't know if you asked, but there seems to be maybe some sales tax levy hanging out there. you know, just try to find a way to fund it, and I definitely will support it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Nice to see you too, Mr. Reeder. Thanks for all your work over the years. I guess I've tried to be consistent, whether it's to be bondable or sales tax or tax levy. I'm just concerned, as I always am, at the end of a process. You know, I thought we worked very hard together, and I don't expect everyone to agree with me. My vote showed that today. But I thought we worked very hard and made very difficult decisions to get to the place we were today. And I understand, I mean, all the things my colleagues and I supported a lot of these things from all different sides of town, when they've been in the budget, when they've been vetted, and when their time has come. And, you know, we're doing a lot of things that are wants, but, you know, I don't know if we need to. I've just seen it, and I'm concerned about $2.4 million that there was a split vote on the committee today for the machines. I understand that. But, you know, there's common sense. There is kind of a me in the minds here between, and I'm not set that, I got to go to my grave with a zero, okay? I've never been that, okay? I'm not set that we got to be to the exact dime on the borrowing. Remember a few years ago, we built America bonds. We did a lot of extra bonding because we took advantage of that. Then, of course, we had a layoff where we couldn't spend as much in the next couple of years. So I'm just trying to get a sense of not getting giddy at the end of a process. I don't want to use that term flippantly either. What I mean is not trying to erase some of the hard work we did. You know, I know there's some real bonding out there. There's been 8-1 votes today. $400,000 bonding, $500,000 bonding, $500,000 in the last one. And you know, this is $84,000 tax levy last one, $100,000 tax levy this one. And so I've been just very consistent. I voted no on all these, and I just think, you know, you have to make an attempt when you get to a final process, which I know this wasn't the final vote last time, okay? But we worked hard to get to this process, and so, you know, and I, not being mean-spirited at all, I think, you know, there's a constituency we have to represent also. We worked hard to get to this. I think it would be a terrific accomplishment for Milwaukee County to leave this budget process and say we did a lot of good things, tried to help employees, we've tried to soften blows. We can't do everything. And I just think we get to a point where, well, everybody's got to get more. I think we've given all we can give in a real sense. And I'm just, you know, next year is another year. I don't think, you know, be much different than this year. It never is, and we just got to go through the pecking order again and make tough decisions. So I'm just saying, hope people take this in the right spirit that it's given. And you know, any of the new stuff, we're talking about $100,000, we're talking about $500,000, $400,000. I mean, even in bonding, you know, we're above. If we want to do some more, I'm feeling that more could come in yet. If we would go with an amendment with $2.4 million in bonding yet, even though it's a good. Okay, it's about timing. It's about being responsible and can look in people in the eyes and say, yeah, we did everything we could, and we also held the line, too. I think that'd be just something wonderful to be able to say, both for myself individually when I talk to my constituents, and I think we've worked hard on these things. And so I just think we have to be careful. We can justify all we want and can do, you know, more and more and more, and, you know, then the limits go up and then we can just justify more. So I think we just have to draw a line finally here, and that's what I've tried to do today. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Part of me really was to support this, and I've seen the gym. I should probably go there a bit more. More just looking at it. I'm sympathetic to our desire to maintain the levy neutral aspect of this. I'd like to offer to the sponsor work with him on developing the Friends of the Woke Gym group. You know, I've developed four friends groups for 12 of my district's parks now. Why not do one for the gym here? And while we're at it, we can work with another colleague to develop Friends of MacArthur Square Park. What's up? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've also had the opportunity to experience the gym, and it's a wonderful asset for Milwaukee County employees and for the courthouse. So although it's a nice gym, there are parts that need assistance. The weight room is antiquated, but more importantly, the locker rooms. The locker rooms' walls are deteriorating, and I believe there's some health issues there, so I would like to see that repaired, and also like to see the showers upgraded and I think it is an investment in the health of our county and the health of our building. So I'm going to support this amendment, and I'm happy that my colleague has put this forward, even though he needs to improve his basketball skills. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I just played. I object, Chairman. To go on record, I actually...
Floor. Dr. Colton has the floor.
I hit the game-winning jumper to send Stanford back to his office.
You don't have the floor. So, Dr. Colton may have some information on your basketball skills.
Okay.
She wanted the floor.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I just wanted to point your attention that the sheriff did not make this request in his budget. And I would hope supervisors consider this... comparison to some other critical county issues like our disaster recovery request that still has not been funded.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is for staff. There is concern about the source of the funds. Is it possible that these improvements could be covered by general obligation bonds?
Janice McKnight? Mr. Cady? Chuck?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, without knowing exactly what the scope of the improvements, I've heard several different things ranging from gym weight equipment to deteriorating walls. I'm not sure how much of that some of the walls might be potentially bondable depending on what you're doing, or it could be major maintenance. I don't think the other assets have a value high enough for general obligation, so you'd have to go through an exact scope to determine that. So right now, I couldn't give you a number.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was going to, and thank you, Mr. Cady. I was going to try to offer the opportunity to rewrite this, but I think we might as well just move forward and we can call the vote, see where this lies. Thank you.
Any further discussion? If not, would you, I'm sorry, sir, We sort of made a policy that we are going to hear from the upper level employees, which we've done. If Supervisor Rainey has something to add, we're more than willing to listen to him. Supervisor Rainey.
It's important to note upgrade. You know, this is essentially just maintaining the structure as it falls apart. I mean, very needed repairs. And we're invested in not constituents, but we're invested in our county employees. So I think it's important that we note that. I hope that the committee finds fit to approve this amendment. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Warner, could you explain the significance of this gentleman right here to the gym?
Mr. Jerry Reeder, I speculated that, now I don't know if this is true or not, that he plays ball with us every day. And are you 83 years old? 83? That's what they say. He's still 83 years old.
He's
81 years old. And I think that's a testament of that gymnasium. You know, him working out continuously, it's improved his health. And he's 81 years old playing basketball with. It's amazing. The judges are down there, county employees, everyone's taking advantage of it. I think it deserves, you know, some attention. I don't think you could hold him, Luigi, to be honest. He'll probably give you some trouble in the post.
I'm afraid if I played that, I'd get a pretty good job with him at this point.
And you've been in the gym how long? How many years? And he's been active in the gym since 1960. So, I mean, we're hoping that all our county employees can experience that level of health.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen has asked that we take the vote on this. So, would you take the roll and we have a motion to approve this?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
No.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 6 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A026 fails.